Hello again. Now the gods are surely looking down on and battled us, and swishing the clouds away as Mona's Isle basks in unfettered sunshine. The rules of engagement to the government, though, have reduced the carriage rate and transmission rates of COVID-19 virus from anything up to 3+ persons per positive case to under 1, actually typically less than standard influenza. Do not be sleptwalked, though, into a false sense of security. Do we need more warnings and the awful consequences of spread within a relatively confined area between vulnerable adults, as demonstrated this last day or two? We're all in this together, and as such, let's take the government messages on board whilst using our common sense. GPs, doctors, nurses all over the island are trying their best to trip between the gaps and the pavement slab, so to speak. As mentioned before, we are running virtual GP surgeries, seeing patients who physically need to be examined, maybe with masks and gloves and, well, the lot on, arranging lots of stuff remotely. Some of this, of course, is logical. A COVID-positive patient brought into the building would result in the building being deep cleaned in those areas that footfall occurred in, effectively, for many, closing the surgery. Hence the helpful 111 advice, percolating through the GP surgery, or meds dependent on time of day. Most cases of cough or COVID-type symptoms still, of course, readily sorted out with advice to self-isolate for 14 days or similar. Don't forget, in the wake of all this startling news online or via media outlets, about 80% of COVID infections are relatively mild, particularly in the younger age group. Although mild is not such an appropriate word sometimes, not really describing what any given soul, including, of course, our own Chief Minister, has experienced. Even so, mild cases still giving evidence some weeks later of the original infection, fatigue or residual cough or even shortness of breath. On island testing now, of course, bringing fresh impetus to the search for confirmation of carriage of this little piece of RNA. That is the COVID virus. Whilst these tests, of course, are never 100%, they're not far off. Many island workers, though, are having to learn new tricks with a change of working pattern, long days at home, either alone, isolated, or with children who at any given minute may be noisy, restless, agitated, physically present for far more hours a day than when at school or even out and about with friends. This self-isolation, of course, is then a very significant item for so many families, let alone those literally on their own. Mental health. Has this ever been more important during peacetime for the majority of the island? Probably not. But let's keep our sense of proportion. Let's keep trying to function as normally as we can, being aware that so many of us on this lovely island are as a group looking after one another. Continue to contact friends, colleagues, family, people you don't normally discuss things with. You'll need this bit of reassurance, familiarity, that we all need together. Medically, lots of stuff has been deferred, hopefully in the very shortest of terms. But we'll obviously restart following events as they unfold, and of course, much of this is still unpredictable, even unexpected, even for the best laid plans. With risk analysis and staffing availability, place of working, other items in the mix. Do not, though, please defer asking for help, guidance, follow-up news about your or your dependent's condition or situation. You wouldn't suffer, for example, the horrors of severe toothache without seeking advice, surely not. Clinical working continues as necessary, but can only do so with what we can do in the circumstances. Lots of clever innovations notwithstanding. Now, back in the street, the UV light, as mentioned before, continues to radiate down upon us. Classically, May on the island will be migraine season if we screw up our eyes as we drive in to work or out with glare and whilst becoming slightly dehydrated from hours in the office. Hay fever, itchy eyes, noses and chests, it's all there. And lately, weirdly, in April, sunburn. UVB for burn and UVA for ageing, wavelength lights readily burning and ageing your birthday suits, if you're susceptible. Wow, would you believe it? Extolling the virtues, the merits of slip, slap, slop in April, that's weird. Slip into something comfortable, as lots of us are of course working from home, in casuals if not dressing gowns. Slip on a hat if outside. if being the question, not so much the hat ownership. Slopping on some sunscreen. Yep, do that if you are burn susceptible. At least factor 15, if not 30, I would suggest. It'll keep you looking your best. Oh, as with a decent night's sleep, less alcohol, more hydration, less stress, decent diet. Nothing new then. Even a bit of a stretch of the legs if it's appropriate. Next week. Goodbye.